From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, on the other side of the glass, making sure that all the guests that we hope to have on the radio make it there. And then their interview conducted shortly thereafter is found on the WKOK podcast page. With that, now we launch into an update on the opioid crisis, the folks that are addressing that around here, working for making sure folks can get into recovery, making sure lives get saved, and making sure this gets brought up and talked about. Stigma gets reduced. Families get care. United Ways mobilize, and really the whole community. Everybody gets involved. We have two of the leaders of that on the newsline with us. Now we welcome back to the newsline Olivia Oden. She's a stigma reduction coordinator with United in Recovery. Olivia, thanks for calling back. Glad to hear from you again.
Of course. Thank you so much, Mark, for having me.
I really do appreciate it. I think it was about a year ago or so we met you, and we asked you at that time to define United in Recovery. So I'm going to ask you to do that again momentarily. But we also want to welcome a newcomer to the radio. Jill Henrich is here. She is the Safe Care Manager with a new program around here called the Rural Response to the Opioid Epidemic. She'll explain what that grant involves and sort of the deliverables that they're doing in the community. But Jill, thank you so much for calling in.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
I really do appreciate it. Okay, so back to Olivia. We'll start with United in Recovery. Real quick, remind our audience, I know they've seen the work of United Recovery, but define what the program is again.
Yes, I would absolutely love to. So we are a 5-county program underneath our United Way. We essentially work to reduce overdoses and increase the number of community residents in recovery. We provide education, access to treatment and care, as well as peer services for folks in recovery, and then just support the recovery community in our 5 counties.
Well, and I think that's a great description of what is a widespread program, but all the way down to street level, we know that in our area, thanks to United and Recovery and the work of these United Ways and I'm going to say dozens of agencies, organizations, and individuals that are helping, there have been lives saved since you and I last spoke a year ago.
Yes, I do believe that, and it's absolutely amazing that we can be on, as you said, the street level and help save those lives. We have a couple different programs that we do within the community that are really one-to-one based. So we do work with the folks who either have accidentally recently overdosed or who are looking for recovery services, whether they're inpatient, outpatient, or counseling.
And that's where some of the work of Jill may start to come in. So, Jill, give us just a real quick thumbnail of what the rural response to opioid epidemic is. Everybody was excited when this got started around here. Now I'm excited to hear that you've got some deliverables along the way as well. The RROE, as it is known.
Right. Yes, Mark. It's super exciting here in Northumberland County. So just with my position as a safe care manager, I am working with pregnant females or families who have been touched by the opioid epidemic. So any infants that might be born with neonatal abstinence syndrome, which causes withdrawal in the baby, we would get together and we would form a team so that we can offer any kind of support or resources that are needed either throughout pregnancy or up to a year postpartum. So it's super important. There are a few other programs under the RROE. One is the LETI program, the Law Enforcement Treatment Initiative, which is for lower-level offenders that may be able to seek help through law enforcement, strengthening families. We have Oasis Community in Shimokin where people can go and just kind of like hang out. They have meetings and different things like that. So a lot of great things happening here in Northumberland County.
We had that Oasis Community Recovery Club was really widely talked about when it started up. Has it been busy? Sort of explain the usage of that. It's a substance abuse free space for individuals to go, sometimes hang out. You know, every so often we see there's a program of some sort that's happening there. Tell us about the Oasis.
I know for sure that people are going in there. They have open hours, so there are times that, you know, anybody can go in at any time. There usually are certified recovery specialists there on certain days, so that if anybody does need any kind of help getting into a treatment program, that would be offered. Danielle Houts is the one who has started the Oasis, and she has a lot of different programs. I know there's something coming up, I think, for New Year's Eve, and they've been also going out and doing different events. They might have a bowling night coming up and things like that. So you can watch their Facebook page for different events that they have coming up.
And Olivia, elaborate on this Oasis. As far as United in Recovery is concerned, it's really a pivotal place.
Oh, yes, absolutely amazing, because in our area, especially being rural, we don't have many safe spaces for folks in recovery or who are looking to enter recovery to come and find that community, because we know community is one of the pillars of recovery, to build that essentially sober friendship with folks who have, you know, walked the same path. So Oasis is absolutely amazing. I know every year they have a recovery walk in September for recovery month, excuse me. So that draws many individuals. But like Jill said, it's just a really great safe space for folks to come along with their drop-in hours. You can talk to a CRS if you are struggling and look for those peer support services.
Now, Joe, you alluded to care that is often offered to expectant moms or newborns and new moms. Tell us a little bit more about those.
So what would happen at a Plan of Safe Care meeting is we would have everyone kind of meet together. So it could be, you know, the OBGYN for mom, the pediatrician for baby, social workers, addiction medicine providers, behavioral health specialists, myself, anyone that's involved from children and youth, a certified recovery specialist, and then we would also have mom list any support that she may be able to reach out to. So whether she has, you know, specific family members that are supportive or someone she can call if she just, you know, needs some time, someone who could care for the baby and give her, you know, an hour or two. All those things are discussed and they're actually put into a document. So then what I do is I make sure that I keep checking in with all the agencies who are involved and checking in with mom to make sure that everything's going well. If there's any needs, I address them. I offer resources. So this is something really important to offer that support. And like I said, we can do it up to the infant being a year of age. So just a really good support for the whole family.
Is that the Free to Be Mom program or is that a separate program?
The Safe Care Manager role is actually separate under United Way, but Free to Be Mom runs through Geisinger, and I believe they can stay involved up to 2 years. So sometimes we do have co-referrals. So I do work closely with Erin Redding. She is the person who runs the Free to Be Mom program within Geisinger. So we can work together, offer different resources, and also information share so that we know that the family is getting, you know, their needs met and having the best support system.
Well, if nothing else, all of this is to make sure that there's collaboration and communication among agencies. Olivia, tell us about that, this idea that you literally, sometimes literally at a table and sometimes via Zoom and sometimes, you know, telephonically, have people meeting, groups meeting, law enforcement, Geisinger, CMSU, United Ways, everybody's on these meetings working together.
Yes, I would love to talk about these meetings. We have a five-county opioid coalition. So we have an opioid coalition for Snyder Union. There's one strictly for Northumberland and then Columbia Montour, where we get the heads of different community-based organizations as well as, you know, within the medical system. So there are folks from Free to Be Mom. There are providers there. There are people from our SBAs, which are single county authorities. And we all come together monthly. And unfortunately, they have been via Zoom due to the pandemic, but we're still meeting and we're still plugging away to address the issue of the opioid epidemic, you know, to try and stop the overdoses and to help folks get into recovery. So it's really great to see all these different minds from all these different organizations come together to just address one issue.
All right. So give us the contact information. We'll start with Olivia. What are some of the key websites and or phone numbers to get more information about any of these programs?
Yes. So, of course, you can visit the United Way website. It's gsbuw.org or Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. You can search it on Google and we show up. And then, of course, the United in Recovery website would be on the Columbia Montour United Way website, excuse me. And then the phone number, which is easy, you can call or even text, is 570-380-0043.
All right, and Jill, some additional contact information will be helpful, and then I'm going to get a closing remark from both of you. But Jill, you go first with your contact info.
Okay, so I am available. There is a referral system, so for my email, it's jhenrich, H-E-N-R-I-C-H, at gsbuw.org. And like Olivia said, you know, you can go through the United Way website and find access to all different programs that we offer.
All right. An additional remark, Jill, please close us out with just to summarize what we've talked about today and some an additional comment, if you wish.
Okay. I would just say that, you know, we're doing great things in this five-county area. Right now I'm only working for Northumberland County, but hopefully that can expand in the future. And we're just looking to empower individuals and the families. We want them to thrive. We want them to remain together and unified. And I think at this point, we're moving in the right direction.
Well, thank you so much, Jill. Thanks for checking in today. Very good to hear from you. And
thanks for having me.
Thanks for all you are doing. All right. And Olivia, we'll let you wrap up some additional comments, some help, or some helpful information for folks, or I guess an additional comment, please.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. I would definitely have to echo what Jill said. We're just trying to do the work in the community, not just for Northumberland County, even though this is an amazing initiative, but we're trying to do the work in Columbia, Montour, and Snyder Union. So we're trying to just build a bigger, brighter community to save lives.
All right. Well, fantastic. Keep up the good work. We know lives are being saved, and we certainly know lives are being enhanced, and quality of life is growing exponentially. That much we can definitely codify. Thank you so much, Olivia. Again, thanks for all you're doing, and thanks for checking in again.
Thank you for having me.
That is Olivia Oden, Stigma Reduction Coordinator at United in Recovery. Earlier on the line was Jill Henrich, the Safe Care Manager at Rural Response to the Opioid Epidemic in Northumberland County. Some websites, cmsu.org is the Columbia Montour Snyder Union Drug and Alcohol website. gsvuw.org is the United Way in the Greater Susquehanna Valley. And the Recovery Rescue Community event that they alluded to is at cmcuw.org. That's Columbia Montour United Way website, cmcuw.org.